Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Change is among the most common and valuable experiences in life, yet it's also among the most resisted. Would you not agree with me that we resist change? I face it every day in my real estate practice, working with sellers who invariably don't really want to change their houses. They don't really want to change the stuff that they own. They don't really want to go through a process, but they generally, we come to a point where either there's a greater demand in our hearts for something else, for something that we really want, which is maybe more space for our family if we've got a growing family, or maybe it's a view like Mr. Feldman's condominium, or maybe it's, I'm just tired of this big house. I feel like a bowling ball rolling around on the inside of it. I'm heating it and cooling it, and all I've got is a lot of stuff, and I'm tired of it. You know, forever we were holding on. And now finally we're ready for a change. But change is hard. It disrupts the patterns in which you and I become comfortable. Change requires you and I rethink our futures, and it threatens to undo the things that were counted upon. In short, change really tends to cause fear, worry, and insecurity. Not just financial, right? I mean, I think the idea of having a mortgage payment and lowering the interest rates so that you're paying less each month is an obvious change, although it's still uncomfortable for all the paperwork you have to go through gathering to give to the lender these days. It's like applying for a federal top secret clearance for all the information you have to give lenders to get a mortgage. But you can say, okay, instead of paying $2,500 a month, I'll be paying $2,350, saving $150 a month that I can either kill my mortgage, amortize is to kill my mortgage faster, or I could take that $150 and start banking that in a college savings account, or put it in retirement, or whatever it might be. You can make the argument for change for financial savings, right? You can make the argument for change because it's going to improve your living conditions. If a physical challenge has interrupted your enjoyment of life, you may face the reality of needing to make a change. I was up at Capon Springs, one of my favorite places, last weekend. And there's a golf tournament there to raise money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Now, Michael J. Fox, you may recall, well-known actor, was in the Back to the Future series, and in 1990 came out that he had Parkinson's disease. And since then, his foundation has raised only second to the federal government, has raised more money for Parkinson's research. You know, Michael J. has had to face the reality of change in his life as his body has been warring with itself, right? Sometimes there are precipitating events in our lives which war with us. Maybe it's like for me, I bummed my knee and I had to go through physical therapy to get my knee better. Even went through injection in my knee of PRP, some you know, platelets. It's just so many things that we have to face. You get to drill a tooth because you've got a cavity, right? Lose a spouse, no longer need the space, maybe need to be closer to the kids. There's so many challenges that we all face, and change is often beneficial when we face it head on, when we face what it really means. And learning is a positive form of change. Creative ideas and new decisions produce change. Growth is by definition change, right? You know, you plant a seed in the ground. I seeded my lawn a couple of weeks ago. I'm hoping that that seed will start to grow and that will be a change in my lawn for the better. Opportunities involve change. The very word improvement indicates the presence of change at work. So flexibility is the character quality that sees the past, the displeasure of change, and sees right past it to its value. Right, if you look past the displeasure of your change to what the value is, that is what overcomes the fear of change. It's even though there are changes that are not all beneficial, because sometimes you have to get rid of things that keep a certain memory for you because you no longer have space for them, you can take pictures or shoot film of it and keep the memory alive. And so although it's not beneficial in that you don't have the item itself to hold into your hand any longer, the benefit is you're not carrying that item through your life any longer, and yet you keep the memory alive. So change. Let's think about change for a moment, and let's define what flexibility means versus resistance. See, the definition of flexibility is the willingness to change your plans or ideas according to the direction of your authorities. See, the Latin word flexibilis comes from flexus, which is the past participle of the word flectere, which means to bend. Great bridges and skyscrapers endure storms because they are sway slightly with the wind, and palm trees bend in tempestuous storms that would otherwise destroy trees, like oak trees in our area. Flexibility is the strength to flourish in a world of constant change and pressure, and the nature of flexibility is the willingness to accept new direction even when it means changing personal plans or ideas. So it could be your wife is introducing you to a change of plans for your future, meaning that she is tired of the house now. She wants to make a change, and you're, like, not ready for that, or vice versa. How many of you have a spouse who isn't ready for the change you are so ready for? Or how many of you are so not ready for change, but your spouse is asking for it? Yes, it's not easy. In the flow of time, just like physical motion, whenever there's a change of direction, there is also an increase in pressure and friction. It requires change to go a different direction. And flexibility is the recognition that changes will come and are not always as bad as they seem. So I want you to step back from thinking of change as a bad thing, even if you're afraid of it, and instead have the conversation. Have the meaningful conversations and discuss with your spouse your preferable futures. You know what I mean by that? In other words, you don't have to go actually through moving to discuss what moving might look like. And if you feel like a cat hanging on the wall by your claws because you're so afraid of making a change, let go. You let go. There's nothing to be afraid of in discussing and having a conversation. So, it's not always pleasant, and it's not always optional. And some changes are really disastrous, right? But changes are important and necessary in all of our lives. And so to be flexible and to allow for change is an important character quality, especially in the real estate world. In my business, sometimes my clients will expect me to put up many more real estate signs than I would normally put up. I had one such seller call me the other day and say, "Hey, how come you only put up 4 signs? I want 8 like the other realtor." Now, my response at that time is to say, "I'm sorry, sir, that's all we do." Or to say, "No problem, we'll put more up and we'll get them up tomorrow." There's the flexibility for change, right? There is the flexibility for change. You need to be flexible. I need to be flexible in our work. My sellers are my authority. I tell my sellers up front, they're going to get some very consistent things from me. They're going to get care from me. I'm going to listen to them. That's the way my whole team rolls. They're going to get obedience, which is that listening to the client's needs, wants, and desires, telling them what we think is best, but then doing what our clients ask, right? If I tell my client, "Hey, I think that we need to come on the market on this day and we should not really focus on open houses because they only sell homes 1% of the time." If my client says, "Hey, Eric, I bought my house through an open house. I want you to have an open house." I will tell my clients all day long, "Happy to do that for you, sir. No problem at all." Now, why would I do that even though I don't think that they're that valuable? Well, because the value is to my client for us to exercise that 1% potential. And the worst thing that could happen in an open house is your neighbors come in and they diss your property, or you have a suspect come in and they steal something, right? Those are the biggest fears that people have. And I'm not really a big believer in open houses, although I must tell you, they're really good for me. You know why? Because I do get to meet your neighbors. And I do get to meet prospects, right? I get to meet prospects and discuss not only your property, but also potentially if they don't like your property, finding something else for them. Now, the same is true for other properties I may have. It's like a pinball machine. So I have an open house here and somebody pinballs off and goes to something else that I might show them. Change and changing to our authorities' demands in the real estate world is a part of me being flexible in serving that role as realtor. There was a guy, you may have heard his name before. His name is Matt Henson. And I'm going to tell you a story about Matt Henson and his work with Robert Perry, Lieutenant Perry, yes, the one who was the first to reach the North Pole in 1909, right after this.